A judge ruled last week that the Transport Workers Union did not defame the supermarket company Aldi when they launched an ad campaign highlighting the mistreatment of their transport workers. Transport Workers Union says that they're going to continue to defend their workers, while the executive of the South Australian Road Transport Association says that the TW often dramatises allegations simply to stay relevant. Eva Blackmore has the story.
Aldi has lost a long-running legal claim against the Transport Workers Union, adversely and shockingly resulting in accusations that the union is dramatising allegations of misconduct simply to stay relevant in the media. The supermarket giant began litigation in 2017 over a safety and wages campaign launched by the union to combat Aldi's alleged mistreatment of their truck delivery drivers. The union raised concerns about drivers being pushed to drive long hours, skip safety procedures, and operate faulty trucks. The unions also claimed that they have uncovered evidence of transport operators in the Aldi supply chain not training drivers adequately, not maintaining their trucks, and failing to pay drivers proper rates and superannuation. Aldi responded by beginning litigation, stating that the ad campaign launched by the union was hurting business and misleading potential customers. Late last week, the court officially ruled that the union had not engaged in defamation and the case was thrown out. However, today I spoke to the executive officer of the South Australian Roads and Transport Association, Steve Shearer, who said that the Transport Workers Union has a history of dramatising allegations simply to stay relevant within the media.
We've had the former Federal Secretary of the Union, Tony Sheldon, and the current Federal Secretary of the Union sit in at meetings with our National Council on the Australian Trucking Association when a couple of senior council members said, look, why do you go out and say all these things that you know are not true? And his words ring in our ears still. He said, look, I know, but by saying those things, that's the way I get the media attention. Without it, I can't get their attention, so I'm going to keep making those claims.
Wow.
Knowing that they're false. He actually said that. And he said it unashamedly, and it clearly works for him.
Michael Caine, the Federal Secretary of the Transport Workers Union and the man accused by Scholes of making this statement, says that Scholes makes the claims with no basis and that his union will continue to stand up for workers' rights in the ways that it always has.
Well, I mean, I don't know who this person is, but it's obviously someone that's feeling a little bit aggrieved. The TW will always attempt to bring to the attention of the community concerns around road safety. It's part of our core mission.
Caine says that the real issue here shouldn't be between unions. It should be with the deaths of transport workers on our roads every year in Australia. Trucking is Australia's deadliest industry. Safe Work Australia reports that in 2018 alone, there were 38 fatalities and 69% of all workers who died that year were employed either in the transport, postal and warehousing industries. Because of the heightened risk, most companies that use the transport industry, such as Aldi, undertake enterprise agreements on top of the current awards set out in legislation to ensure the proper treatment of workers on the road. Carly Stebbing, a specialist in employment and contract law, explains.
Then at the very top of the triangle, so at the bottom you've got the Fair Work Act, and then the next layer up you'd have the award, and then the next one you'd have the enterprise agreement, if there is one, and then at the very top of the triangle you'd have the individual's contract of employment.
Thanks to these layers of written protection for workers, Shearer says that he's dubious that Aldi transport employees would be able to slip through the safety net and into mistreatment. He says that if the workers were mistreated, they or the union should appeal directly to the regulatory body that controls that, rather than to the company such as Aldi.
Now, the union, to solve those sorts of issues, should be going to the heavy vehicle regulator with that evidence.
Caine says that the court ruling shows that TWU did the right thing and that they will continue to do so despite the accusation.
In the proceedings that Aldi brought for an injunction against any further action that failed around about 2.5 years ago, the judge who rejected that application for injunction said that it was the job of a union to make sure that people were aware of safety concerns, and that's what we have done. That's what we will continue to do.
Michael Caine, Federal Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, ending that report by Eva Blakemore.